From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. President Barack Obama made history Friday, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima, where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945, near the end of World War II. After the president laid a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial, he spoke of how the event changed the world's perceptions forever.
The world was forever changed here. But today, the children of this city will go through their day in peace. What a precious thing that is. It is worth protecting and then extending to every child. That is the future we can choose. A future in which Hiroshima and Nagasaki are known not as the dawn of atomic warfare, but as the start of our own moral awakening.
On the final day of the G7 summit, leaders of the world's richest economies said that IF British voters choosing to exit the European Union in next month's referendum, it could have disastrous effects on the global economy. French President François Hollande said it is of the most significant problems facing the world's economy. The most recent opinion polls indicate that those favoring Britain's exit from the EU have a slim lead over those wanting to stay. This is VOA News. The United Nations Nuclear Agency reports Iran is complying with a milestone agreement to limit stockpiles of key ingredients that can be used to produce nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran's stockpiles of heavy water and uranium are within the limits that were agreed upon last year. The findings were disclosed Friday in the second quarterly report the IAEA has prepared since the accord took effect in January. In other Iranian news, an Iranian diplomat has rejected allegations Tehran has close ties to and had been covertly working with Afghan Taliban chief Mullah Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone strike. The fatal attack against Mansour took place in southwest Pakistan May 21st when he was returning from Iran. According to media reports, Tehran is providing the Taliban with funds and weapons in its bid to keep Islamic State out of Afghan areas bordering Iran. However, Tehran's ambassador to Islamabad said that cooperation with a terrorist group like the Taliban is out of the question for the Iranian government. The CDC says the United States may be treading on a path to a post-antibiotics era when more people will die from common infections. The warning comes after an antibiotic-resistant bacteria was discovered in the urine of a Pennsylvania woman who visited a military clinic last month. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, says the discovery signals the need for a new regimen of antibiotics. Public health officials have long warned against the overuse of antibiotics, which has helped to breed what are known as superbugs. The CDC says more than 2 million people are infected by drug-resistant germs each year, and 23,000 die of their infections. For a second straight year, two Indian American students have shared top honors in the United States' top spelling competition, the Scripps National Spelling Bee. 11-year-old Nihar Janga was the youngest of the Bee winners on record. The other winner, 13-year-old Jairam Hathwar, is the younger brother of a former winner. By outlasting 10 others in Thursday's final round of the Spelling Bee, each co-champion takes home a trophy and $45,000 in cash. And Nelson Mandela's estate is finally being settled nearly 3 years after his death, as his executors in Johannesburg handed out inheritance checks on Friday. However, the saga around the $3 million estate of South Africa's first Democratic president is far from over. For more on these stories and others, please visit us on the web at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.